Good morning. Could you introduce yourself, please?
Good morning, Senator Saviello, Representative Tucker, and members of the committee. I'm Jody Speer. I live in Harborside, a stone's throw from the Callahan Mine. I am speaking in opposition to LD 395, the enabling legislation for this terrible bill, bankrolled by the mining industry and enacted in 2012, must be repealed if we are to have any assurance of safeguarding precious, irreplaceable natural assets. To do so, leaving in place the 1991 rules that prohibit groundwater pollution by mining operations, I advocate for passage of LD 253. The NRCM bill, LD 820, has serious drawbacks, including a concession to an industry plan for temporary dry waste storage pending eventual permanent disposal into a spent open pit mine covered by water. This is the solution EPA has proposed for some of the PCBs and tailings at the Callahan Mine Superfund site in a cleanup plan that's estimated to cost $45 million. But it's a last resort for damage already done, not an ideal scenario as envisioned to cap future projects by industry and their supporters. Moreover, there's a significant difference between a 320-foot deep intertidal estuary with a CAD cell at the bottom and a more typical excavation such as Bald Mountain would represent. I take my guidance not from industry-paid geologists, but from several reputable scientists who have testified on Maine mining bills in the last 5 years, warning against the acid mine drainage that's inevitable in a state like ours. You should listen to Catherine Roberts and Susan Davies, formerly with EPA and Maine DEP, respectively, when they tell you that pollution from mining sites poses unacceptable risks to groundwater as well as surface water, and that weakening regulations jeopardizes the state's ability to hold the mining industry responsible. You should listen to emissaries from sportsmen and major environmental groups who reasonably anticipate decimation of fish populations and wildlife threats from the corrosive sulfide byproducts of metal mining. In summary, processing of ores and storage of toxic wastes, either wet or dry, on mine sites guarantees widespread contamination of groundwater. Safeguarding that water should be the top priority of environmental protection appointees. Instead, DEP functionaries propose in LD 395 rules that are irresponsible and will jeopardize the health of Maine people, our wildlife, and our economy. Some of you know that the owner of the land on which the derelict former Callahan mine sits, including waste rock piles and tailings ponds, wants to give it to the town of Brooksville.
Excuse me.
Possibly.
If you do that again, I'll ask you to leave.
I beg your pardon?
I'm not you. You're fine. We're being very courteous in here. I won't tolerate clapping. I won't tolerate laughing. That's the way I run my committee. So if it does again, I'll clear the room and we'll just bring in witnesses one at a time. Thank you. Go ahead.
Some of you know that the owner of the land on which the derelict former Callahan mine sits, including waste rock piles and tailings ponds, wants to give it to the town of Brooksville, possibly making it a public recreation area joined to the abutting state parkland. Would I, as a near neighbor to the infamous monument, sanction such a move to sanitize the scene of desecration? Never. Would I consent to any irreversible degradation of Maine's ecologically intact areas by underminers like J.D. Irving? Absolutely not.
Need to finish up, please.
Except that my written testimony, which I mailed to all of you on Friday, includes some brief comments on the Duchesne and Saviello bills, and I didn't discuss them here because of time constraints.
Very good. Thank you. Questions? Okay. Just so everybody